Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, as always, the great, the talented Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we're dealing with, you've got it so made 85 degrees.
That's right. I'm in my pool right now.
Today in Okeechobee, Florida, which is central Florida, 50 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, 123.
Oh, my. I don't even know what that feels like.
123 heat index.
I don't think I've ever been in that kind of heat. I mean, can you breathe?
I don't think well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just terrible. So
brutal.
The weather has just continued to be crazy. And people say, you still believe there's no climate change? There's absolutely always been climate change.
Right.
It's been climate change since the beginning of the earth. And I've always said, and nobody ever has a retort for this.
Yeah.
I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. Once upon a time, that was under a glacier.
Right.
And if it wasn't for global warming, boom. Also, if it wasn't for global warming and a few other things, we'd all be eaten by a Tyrannosaurus Rex tonight.
Thank goodness for global warming.
So
I'm thankful.
The humans have to adapt.
That's right.
You have to adapt. You don't build everything you own 3 feet from the water.
Right.
No matter if you're in the Texas Hill Country or you're in Miami, Florida, the water will reclaim the property.
There's a really funny term that I hear a lot, and that is sea level. So sea level, I guess, is what? The current sea level? So
yes.
Let's assume that it could fluctuate, and let's build everything above sea level. I don't know. Just an idea.
Are we getting warmer as a planet? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, maybe. And the ice things down there at the bottom of the globe and the top of the globe, they're melting a little bit or some. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And so the water's going to go up into New York City and Miami Beach. I said, you shouldn't have built it there in the first place.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You know, I can't disagree.
You know, so.
Yeah, you get no arguments out of me.
Humans, at least, all humans.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at have you ever looked at a nighttime satellite map of the United States or the world, for that matter?
It looks crowded.
If you look at it, there's almost nothing that's lit up that's not next to the water.
Yeah, that's true. It is in clumps,
Seattle,
right?
Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, and it goes on down. There's nothing on the interior except Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's barely on the water. Shouldn't even be there anyway.
That's interesting.
And then you've got a few other cities, you know, Denver and some of the others that aren't really built around water necessarily. But you got they're either up against the Mississippi River or the Alabama River or the Tennessee River or the Cumberland River or something, because that was the only way we had to get around.
Yeah, you know, that's
how we came to this country, was on the water.
Yeah.
So we parked the boat next to the land, and we built next to the land, next to the water. We fished out of the water, hunted a little bit. That's how we survived.
Sometimes we drank it.
Hoity-toity, of course.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that, because there's some kind of, and I don't live by the water now. This is one of the first times in my life I haven't. I was on a lake, and I was near a river, and now I'm not. Well, I'm kind of near a river, but I can't see it. But there's some kind of freedom that I feel when I get near a beach or I get near the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I could escape if I had to, right? So I've always liked that. Maybe that's, you know, what humans, maybe that's what they get out of that on top of it, you know, but it's just crowded.
It's what you need to be able to survive.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're not living on the top of the mountains and generally not living, you know, in a desert. And that poor situation in the Texas Hill Country.
Oh, that was awful.
They're going to, you know, discuss it pretty heavily at the Texas Legislative Special Session that's starting at the end of the week. And they're going to need a combination of things. But one thing that this country has, you know, this country can really make you mad when you look and see what we have considered to be priorities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how we threw out all the rail connections in the country. You know, we kept a number of them for freight, but we had a great passenger system in the railway.
Yeah, we
and
did.
Just got rid of it and said, no, we're going to do something else now. And we went all airplane.
How many places have you been where you see abandoned tracks?
Yeah, and so why did we do that? Even the right-of-way is abandoned in some cases. So I don't understand that. We got way too into the car and way too in. You know, we wanted the freedom of the automobile, and I get that.
Yeah.
But we should have never given up on that as a country. We should have done like they did in the Northeast, We know, and kept those up there. Now everything we do costs so much money, and so you know we're putting billions of dollars in these airports, and I don't know if I guess we should, but I you know you can't build a train, you can't build anything because it costs so much.
Yeah, now it does. Yeah, now.
And that's what I'm more, much more worried about economics than I am climate change. Climate change is going to happen over time. And remember, the world is mostly water, and that's how we get our weather controlled anyway, is the water. It has nothing to do with the land. It's the water, and that's why they call it El Nino and all these. I'm not going to go into weather class, but the water controls our world. It's just so many crazy things that we do in this country. It just makes you nuts. The Epstein thing.
Ooh, let's get to it because
that is by far not the most important thing going on in the country. Did these people fly down there and have sex with teenagers or whatever? A number of them did, and one's in prison because of it. One's dead.
Yeah,
but is there some list? Listen, if it was some list with Trump's name on it, it would have come out during the election. They tried everything in the free world, and they had access to these lists.
That's an interesting approach, because up until now, I've kind of thought, well, maybe he is on that list. I mean, I don't know people.
Don't you
I don't
know
him.
They would have used it? Don't
yeah,
you know
no,
they
no,
would have
no,
used it?
No, that makes
they
sense.
They tried everything in the world
no,
that to
makes
get that man.
Total sense. But now I think, okay, maybe it's
so what
friends.
Is, the deal?
Yeah. Is it friends of his that he knows, that he trusts, that he doesn't want to... You know, or maybe just people in general that he doesn't want to ruin their life. Now, I'm not saying that's an excuse. I'm just saying maybe that's what it is that's holding it up. I don't
or
know.
Or just maybe reveal that Epstein and that Love Island thing down there was a trap built by the Israeli intelligence people or the British intelligence
Ooh,
people
boy, that's
or
theory,
the Russian
man.
Intelligence people
Possible?
Or our own intelligence people.
Possible.
It's called a honeypot. We've done it all over the world in hotel rooms and everything else. That is highly possible.
Yeah.
And that could have finally been told to Trump, you know, this is what it was. You can't let this out.
Wow.
But you would have think they would have gone in there, though, and just created some list, some false list, and put that out as the list.
It would have been
It
would have been a lot less conspicuous.
None of it makes sense. And then the fact that it's just all these Bonginos and they all use this, you know, as a campaign deal.
Yeah, sure. It gets people listening.
And now they're claiming it's a Democratic. I don't know. The whole story, I just don't care. I mean, the people are dead that are involved. This House plans to subpoena this Maxwell woman for a deposition. She's already given a million depositions. That's why she's in prison for 20 years.
And how do we even know we're going to get the truth out of that?
Absolutely.
You know,
and if you were her, wouldn't you tell them anything that they want to hear?
Yeah, if it shortens your time in there or gets you out of there, I'll tell them
I would
anything.
Tell you that the green people came from a spaceship.
Yep, they sure did.
And told me to get me out of prison.
Right.
So it's just the one thing we don't hear in our news media, and it's not to their advantage to do it on the talking head networks like Fox and MSNBC and all this. They just don't shoot straight with you and tell you the truth. You don't hear what I just said on any of these things because it shuts down the discussion.
The story's over. Yeah, right.
It shuts down the discussion.
You're right. You're
and
right.
They just want to aggravate it, put lighter fluid on the fire. Now, here's one that'll get them going. The U.S. Olympic Committee has banned biological males, transgenders, from women's sports.
All right.
How about that? So
wow, run
99% of the country believes that's the correct thing to do. So
we'll see how they spin that. I mean,
yeah, we'll see how they spin that. You know, they just want to throw dirt at Obama and all the rest. They need to tear up their rearview mirrors. Republicans and the Democrats, and try
I
to move
like
forward.
That. I like that. Tear up your rearview mirror. It does no good living in the
past. Live in the future. Quit living in the past.
I like it.
And that goes for everybody, including me, sometimes. We all need to be told that periodically. We do.
I think that's accurate. I really do. I mean, because if you don't step forward and just keep stepping back, you don't go anywhere. Yeah. You really don't. You really don't.
You don't. And now here's something, another industry that's dying because of this, we have a generation that's out there now that are aged, whatever they are, 18 or 19 to 29 generation. I guess they're called Gen Z. And, you know, starter homes are $250,000 to $400,000 for a starter home.
Yeah, depending on where you are, yeah.
That can't sustain.
Yeah, it's
that type of economy cannot sustain. It just, you can't, you cannot pay burger flippers and waitresses the kind of money it takes to be able to live in a $300,000 home.
Yeah, you know, it's a conundrum for sure, because
or people who are starters, you know, and maybe they're low man in the sales totem pole, working up, and start them out at $100,000, which in some cases they do. You know, that's insane. That can't last either.
Yeah, I think you're right. I see a lot of, and you know, my kids have a lot of college friends that have been out recently, and a lot of them have landed six-figure jobs right out of college.
A lot of them.
Which
and a lot of them don't even have college
to me.
Landed six.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's wild to me. Crazy. I mean, to think, you know, obviously years ago when we were getting out, you know, and we were making 30 or 40,000 or whatever, 25,000, whatever, you know, houses weren't as expensive. But I still remember even making 30,000 a year and trying to buy a $200,000 house with a 12 or 13% interest rate, right? I mean, it was brutal. It was brutal then too. But now it just seems like everybody's got this mindset that it's out of reach. And it is. I mean, the interest rates have pushed up. They don't have the down payments they need to put down on the house to make the payment low enough. Yet sometimes they have these great jobs, and some of the, I guess, the qualifications have gotten tighter and tighter. So even though you got the great job, you don't have a lot of history, so we can't.
Well, they also know that they're not going to get any employees because the employees can't live in the town where you want them to live in if you don't pay them a certain amount of high wage, which you would have never done 10, 15 years ago.
I'll give you a great example of that. In California, I have a friend with a company who was offering a position, a management position, for $275,000 a year, and it wasn't enough for them to move their family to California. $275,000. I don't think combined income I've ever come close to that in my life. No. You know, and yet it's not enough to move to a state like California. I don't want anybody to feel bad about it. I'm just saying that exists.
I had a question I saw just today.
Yeah.
And since you're used to live in the and what used to be, and it's not now, what used to be my favorite city in the world, rivaling Paris, is San Francisco,
which
I love. I have great memories of vacationing there with my family, going to conventions. Used to be a big convention town.
Oh, yeah, huge.
And every convention met there because the people that were having the meetings could be anywhere, but the spouse, they had things to do, and they loved to be there as much as you did. And it wasn't just going to a beach, you know. It was going to, you know, eat out and all the
way. It was
I didn't realize that much of Fisherman's Wharf has been closed down, abandoned.
Yeah, it's done, yeah. There used to be Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 39.
How long has this happened?
It's probably been in the last 10 years, I would say.
Really, that long?
Yeah, but it's slowly been eroding. Like, you had certain, like, Pier 39 was, it's just a number to you and to a lot of people, but Pier 39 was an activity spot. Pier 39 had hundreds of shops and fun things to do, and just like
We're talking about Alioto's?
Yeah, all that stuff down there.
Fisherman's Grotto?
Yes, all that stuff. You could go down there and get
and
the best seafood in the world.
And that's where the Circle Line cruise.
Yeah.
And the Circle Line cruise took off there.
Yeah, the ferries came
but
in.
But I didn't know
that
was out of style. Now, one of my favorite restaurants in the world, I hope it's still there.
Boy, I don't know.
Makes me want to go look it up now.
Yeah.
God, I had a moment here where I couldn't remember. It starts with an S.
Spangers?
No,
I'll look
it up. Hang on, I got to keep talking.
Okay,
but I just didn't know it was that screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, there was the whole Market Street area downtown when they were allowing people to steal $1,000 worth of merchandise and not get prosecuted.
Is that part of this?
No, but I'm just saying that whole Market Street area basically closed down too. Market Street had everything. You had the electric buses running up and down. It's like Fifth Avenue to New York, you know, in San Francisco. And Market Street, people were sleeping in the doorways. The stores were closed.
Gomas.
Oh, Gomas. Is it still open?
Scoma. S-C-O-M-A.
Oh, Scomas.
It's still there.
SF, yeah.
Still there. It's a little bit, it's past where the you know, where the walruses were laying up
Pier.
It's like another 50 yards down that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get down the road and you kind of go out the pier and it's there and they valet park your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was just, see, Pier 39 is just down the way from Skomas. You just go right along the water and there's Pier 39 and that sticks out and they built all kinds of great stuff. But yeah, I mean,
point I was bringing was that some, and a lot of that is that Generation Z doesn't want to go to places like that.
Yeah, I mean,
they like their own, you know, kale restaurants and stuff. And then I noticed here, it says here that the diamond industry is dying.
Now, I don't know anything about that. I know I've seen lately lab-grown diamond signs all over the place, but I don't know what that means. Obviously, they grow them in a lab. Are they cheaper? Is it killing the diamond?
No, they said it's lost its sparkle.
Huh.
You know, currently I produce 100,000 carats a month. The lab-grown diamonds are, you know, they're being purchased cheap.
Okay.
By the ring fingers of newly engaged couples originating in a Chinese factory, another Chinese thing for us to go.
Interesting.
Anyway, it's synthetic diamonds, and I know that the people that are like De Beers, they're saying they've been put up for sale.
Whoa.
The value of the $4.9 billion in its accounts, falling sales means it could fall less. I guess the ring on my finger isn't worth as much as it used to either.
I don't get that.
Isn't that something?
Whatever made the diamond so pricey to start with?
Because if it's a lack of availability.
It was scarce. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
And it was considered to be rare like your romance is.
How much have
your beautiful wife.
How much have you spent on diamonds over the years? Just
a lot. Thousands. Thousands.
I think I'm going to say it, and my wife is sitting somewhere close enough to hear me. I'm going to say 4,500. 4,500.
Yeah, that's something like, yeah.
But that's the only ring she ever got because that was.
But anyway, that's just another example. Fisherman's Wharf, not buying diamonds, not eating the food, not watching late-night television.
Ooh, I saw that.
They don't watch late-night television.
You know, that's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because that is so funny to me. People are all up in arms over it, right? They're like, it's canceled, it's this, it's that. But everybody I know has quit watching it, and they used to watch it.
You don't work all day. And number one, most of us, or at least not everybody, but a lot of people, there's a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But I've watched the 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone ratings fall on the 10 o'clock news is for a while.
Yeah.
And the 9 o'clock news is on Fox because they don't program that 9 o'clock hour in the Central Time Zone, 10 o'clock Eastern. And they put Fox stations, put the news on.
Yeah.
And those things were... They were competing with primetime shows, great ratings.
Really?
So people were going to bed early. They're checking the weather and the top story at 9 o'clock, cutting the TV off and going to bed.
You and I did for years.
Because they can't afford to live in the city where they work. Look at the people again in San Francisco. They live almost in Sacramento and drive in if they're going to drive. You know, that was what they were doing 10 years ago. But that's when this started.
Yeah.
Is everybody had to, in order to afford a big house, they lived out further, so they had to leave earlier to go to work, and they couldn't stay up as late as they used to. And then, in the last several years, the people who were doing the late-night TV, they went all political, and they went hate Trump. And again, you've got 50% of your audience that is checked out because they don't want to hear any of those people bashing their candidate. And then with the other ones, it's so negative. You know, I don't think a lot of people want to hear that. So it brought that audience down.
Yeah.
And then you add social media and other distractions and the commuting distances and people starting earlier. And you just, you know, that's why CBS is just going to abandon the time period.
Hey, look, you know? And if those guys think that that they, you know, they have enough popularity to have a show other than on the network, they can certainly start a YouTube channel. They can certainly do a Joe Rogan, you know, cast.
They'd already at NBC cut back. I think they took the band away from Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
They had done some things.
Yeah, they're expensive.
You know, at NBC already, but the Tonight Show, I just don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, it's such a part of NBC's history. It'd be the last thing they would cut on, I think. The morning shows, are big advertising carriers for the network, better demographic and everything else. But I think you're also going to see, because of new ownership, and well, CBS may just be in a hell of a lot of trouble because they're such a liberal network with their newscast and their failing programs, which would be the late night. Well, Colbert was winning in the ratings, actually, but I think the advertisers were running away because they didn't want to be, if advertisers like banks and other products don't want to be around, they as big ratings and people as Rush Limbaugh had. He never could get blue chip advertisers because they don't want to be associated with controversy.
Which is the political aspect, right? I mean,
Which
that's
is the pol yeah. So they only want to be around football, you know, and some other things that aren't, you know, award shows and other whatever else is going on that's not purely political.
Yeah, it
They
makes
just don't
sense.
want to. They'll be in a news show, but that's even they're gone from that a lot too, because a lot of the news is. Maybe it was always negative, but you always, you know, there's so many other places for those people to go and chase their demographic. David Muir's winning in the evening newscast because they're doing 30-second stories and they don't do a commercial for the first like 14 minutes in their news show, and then they backload it with 30 seconds of story and then 4 minutes
Commercial,
of
commercial,
commercial,
commercial.
but they still get credit for the whole half hour, so they've got that figured out. But you know, the whole Trump effect on everything, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
It
it's
just,
wild. It's
it kills
wild.
all the flowers in the garden and grows a few. But I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just amazing how polarizing all that is. And
And they've all figured out the same thing that when they bring that up, it gets ratings, right? And I don't know if it works on me anymore. It used to work on me, but it doesn't anymore. I don't tend to watch. I tend to seek what I want to know. I don't watch and get fed. It's kind of
I know
weird.
they don't care if my age people, you know, post 60-year-old people, I think they don't care most of the time about if they do anything.
Yeah, I
But
would agree.
the post 60-year-old people still got money.
They do.
And so, you know, they're watching golf and they're watching a few things. But, you know, I don't, this TV up here hasn't been on in months, months, months. And I'm in the business. If I want to watch something, I watch it on YouTube TV on my computer, and that's the only place. And I go into, you know, I do watch the streaming shows. I loved the show. If you haven't seen it, The Waterfront.
Yeah,
It's eight
I haven't
episodes.
watched it, but I watched the trailer and I
It's
want to watch it.
really good. It's
Okay,
you'll love
all
it.
right,
Eight
worth it.
episodes, guaranteed money back guarantee.
Okay.
But like everything else, you got to watch it for an episode and a half.
To get into it,
Mobland was great once I got past an episode and a half, and I cut on the lower cut on the for deaf people words on the screen, whatever you call it,
Oh, captioned.
accessibility,
Yeah, captioned.
because they were British accents. I couldn't understand it.
We do it all the
So once I
time.
got to closed caption, it made the show better.
Hey, I was a
And then there
DJ
was
for.
another one, Ballard. Ballard is great.
Oh yeah, I've seen
That's
that
the
too.
spinoff from Bosch,
Yeah.
and
Hey,
that's on Prime.
don't feel bad about the captions, Jimmy. I was a DJ for almost 20 years, and I have to have the captions on because otherwise I put the TV too loud for everybody else. So I've been watching and reading all the movies that I've been doing lately, and it keeps the volume down for everybody. But you know.
Well, that's why you get these little things in your ears like I've got
It's
and pay
coming.
a couple of thousand and get them
It's
because it
coming.
really is great. Now, do I have them? I don't have them in right now.
Well, you're doing just fine. Leave it alone.
I
Maybe you
know, but
miraculously
no,
got
it
your hearing.
also works. It also works on the whatever you call it, starts with a T, the
Yeah.
ringing in your
Oh,
ears stuff.
the tendonitis.
Tinnitus,
Tendonitis.
tinnitus.
Yeah.
It also helps that. It also pretty much gets rid of it.
You know, you brought something up that was kind of interesting today because you were talking about the TV hasn't been cut on and all this kind of stuff. And I was thinking about that. And obviously, you know, in the news the last day or 2 days, when you're listening to this, depends, you know, on the stories you've heard. But Malcolm Jamal Warner dies, Ozzy Osbourne dies, right? And so, what's the first thing you do? You used to back in the day when I was quite a bit younger, I would say my early teens, if something was going on and you heard rumor, like somebody told you, hey, Ozzy died. you would cut on the TV and see,
or cut the radio on,
or the radio, yeah, and see what radio was a little quicker, yeah, and see what happened. Did he die of natural causes? Was he hit by a bus? What happened? Now you do not do that. When Malcolm Jamal Warner died, my wife Googled it, and Ozzy Osbourne is on every feed you could possibly find right now, so it's easy to get the story on that. But you go online, you look it up, and you got it, right? 5 minutes, you're out. You don't have to watch any commercials, maybe sometimes, and you don't have to wait for them to bring you the story. You get it right now. And I think that's changed the way people consume media.
Social media has changed everything, and it's very bad in a lot of cases. You know, the people, I was noticing that the girlfriend for this country artist, Zach Top, she's gotten, because she's the girlfriend, she's gotten death threats.
Jeez.
Suicide endorsements. They, once you commit suicide, I mean, people are so mean. And I think that, in if I was king, there would be, just like there is for print media and television and radio, social media would not be this write anything you want anytime you want and do anything you want. There'd be consequences for things.
There's a lot of hate.
And there is starting to, there, people are starting to get sued.
Are they?
For posting social media things.
Good. I'm glad.
That's taking time to get to court. And, you know, you just can't, you know, I think you could get a lot of lawyers now to take a story where, if you put on Twitter or open that said you were a child molester or something, and it caused you to lose your job, I think you'd have a lawsuit there.
Yeah, really, I would agree with you. I would agree.
And I don't know that any, I just think it still would fall under the libel, slander, which is always hard. But if you had the proof and you had it there, and I think you'd certainly get a jury that would be very favorable to you on that.
I think you're right. And I think now that, I think that digital footprint lasts a lot longer than people think.
Oh, yeah. It's like Brad Paisley had that song, "The Internet Lasts Forever."
Forever, yeah. Thank
God. And it does, you know. And one thing that's a scary trend, when you, when I'm so upset, I just learned about that Fisherman's Wharf thing today. I had, even as a child, I have great memories because it's one of my favorite stories. I went with my parents to Fisherman's Wharf. And what are you going to have, Jimmy? And I got a hamburger.
Right on the ocean, right on the bay.
What a little
Embarcadero Street, and you're buying a hamburger. It's right by the water. The best seafood in the world.
I didn't like seafood, but I did eventually. I still don't like most seafood, but I do love scallops and shrimp and lobster and crab. I do like those four.
Did you ever go through, speaking of San Francisco, did you ever go through Ghirardelli Square where they make the chocolate right there in the factory? That was a cool tour also.
It's too much chocolate for me, but it's cool. Yeah, it smelled kind of interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if that's still there.
But, you know, it's just watching, it's just the world. You know, I guess if you live long enough, you see things and you sit there and just shake your head, you know, at some things, but I hate it that most of these in every, I don't, you know, Boise's a new town, really.
It's pretty young. And
maybe they're even, I don't know if you ever had Meet and Threes there in the first place, but, you know, I see a lot of the Meet and Threes in Nashville are gone. Most all of them are gone. You know, any local restaurants like Alioto's in San Francisco, they closed one the other day. I watched the local news in New York City, and there was this diner that's been there forever. It was located under one of the bridges,
And it's gone,
and it's been there forever, and their last day was there because, you know, somebody's called the loan in or something. You know, it's just hard to find those kind of local things.
You're right.
Seems to be not a lot of respect for that.
You're right. I had a little trip, and I know you've gone on some, you know, some travels lately too, so you've seen it, at least here anyway. By the way, we're getting a Buc-ee's here, which you talk about it, and we're like, we don't know what you're talking about, but now we'll know.
The world's greatest convenience store.
Okay, so we're going to see
with
that.
With clean toilets.
I want to say it's going in Meridian, but I'm not positive. But
it's,
you know,
never in the city. It's out on the outskirts.
Yeah. It would be outside of Boise by about 15,
yeah,
not 10,
right.
10 minutes, 15.
That's
minutes.
Their MO.
Okay, so they're coming. But one thing I noticed on my travel was I would get to like a city in Utah. I was headed to Arizona from Idaho and back and forth through Washington. But on my trip, I noticed every exit I got off was the same set of everything. It was, you know, whether it's the big box stores or the chain restaurants, but they're the same ones. Like, I see them at every exit. You can't get off and find Stagecoach Deli. You know what I mean? Like you used to in New York. You were
That's
talking Carnegie
thing.
Deli.
Must be, though.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but it just...
I don't see that in our part of the
not
world.
A lot
we
of franchise.
Waffle House everywhere.
That's well, there you go. I mean, yeah. So you get the same kind of chains everywhere. I want the mom and pops. I want the high quality. I want the large portion, high quality, you know, bang for
I
your buck.
I tell
you
what, though, I love the concept that's still around suburbs of New York City.
Yeah.
And I hope this doesn't change. And, it you know, they seem pretty healthy. Diners. People yeah. are still going to diners up there and
yeah.
where they have menus that's got every conceivable food on it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So you get anything. You get breakfast at nighttime.
What breakfast or anything else yeah. at any time of the day or night.
Yeah, I like
and
that
I
too.
Love those diners, but, you know, I just, things are, everything changes. Everything yep. gets in style. Department stores.
All
you know,
it.
Those are kind of going by the wayside and some yeah. of them are.
Yeah, it's wild.
Malls. They come and go about malls where the those kind of things that sure turned sour for a lot of people.
We have an interesting concept out here that seems to be working pretty well, and that is the outdoor mall where it's more like
that's and I don't know why because you freeze your butt off.
Yeah, I mean it's cold. Know, it's cold, but
and the mall kept you from doing that. That's why they had them in Edmonton that's still there.
It was a good idea.
You can go in the wintertime.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
Let me tell you one quick thing before we go.
Yeah,
this
sure.
is a consumer warning.
Okay.
That I've just, I got, you know, all right. I drove from the South via West Virginia to Washington, D.C., New York City, and out.
Okay.
Now, the Eastern people love tolls. They've always had tolls.
Yeah, I've been on those toll roads. Yeah.
Right. So, but you used to have toll people mm-hmm. in there where you pay them. Well, they don't do that anymore. They're all electronic now. They've gotten rid of tolls. Toll keeper, you know, toll cashiers and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all electronic. So if you don't have an easy pass, it's called,
yeah.
or one of the others, they'll bill you. They'll get your tag number, look it up, and bill you.
Oh, you got a bill.
So, more than one. So you're running into, you know, up and down the New Jersey Turnpike, Atlantic City Expressway,
yeah.
the Verrazano Bridge, two times, the tunnel in the... going into New York City. I hadn't even got those bills yet.
Do they they're just coming. Run it off your plate? Is that how they're
They get it off your plate. They look it up and they get it because these people are tied to a lot against everything.
Yeah.
So the toll itself,
mm-hmm.
$4.25, $8, $2.25, something that's not horrible. But here comes the big butt monster.
Mm-hmm.
With every toll, there's an administrative charge of $50.
Oh, wow. Well, they got to put something in that, all that stuff Doge found, right? I mean, they got to pay all those millions of dollars.
So I'm up to several hundred dollars at this point. We're still waiting for the New York things to come in. And really, I think it's number one. I think you could file a federal suit.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't going to deal with it. But I think you could file a federal suit. Restraint of trade would be one argument. Another argument would be there is no way for me to pay this. How was I to know? I knew there. Okay. How was I to know there was a toll?
Yeah,
there?
That's true.
I'm just driving on an interstate highway that I paid for with my taxes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, okay. So all of a sudden I'm in a toll situation. I can't pay it.
Right.
There's no way for me to pay it.
Right.
So they're going to bill me later and charge me this ridiculous amount of money
on
a $4
crazy.
Toll, $50 administration fee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, it is.
That's wrong. And that shouldn't be allowed. But, you know, it's
well,
they know the people that live there are going to get the easy pass and deal with that. It was the same one in Texas. But, no, for people that are out of state and don't know any better, don't know that it's up there, they're not advertising, hey, if you're coming up here,
you better get
you
better off.
Be
yeah.
ready.
Yeah.
So I would, if I was a litigious person, I'm just going to do it. But I think that's a bad deal. I wish some lawyer would go after that.
Yeah, it seems like a good class action suit.
I am considering to contact my senator about that, though.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And I think that's wrong that they shouldn't do that. Department of Transportation should not allow that.
Yeah.
Where they can pop you for that kind of money.
So is it a state thing where they built a state toll road?
Oh, they will burn you. They will take your driver's license.
Wow.
If you, it's, It's reciprocal agreements with the states. I didn't pay a turning accidentally. I got behind a bus in Manhattan a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And the bus turned left. I followed the bus. As I finished the turn, a cop was right there writing me a ticket. It said, no turns except for commercial vehicles.
Oof.
Not a commercial vehicle. So he wrote me up. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
So I put that ticket in the glove box of the rental car and frankly forgot about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the biggest thing that I'd done all day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a note that my driver's license had been canceled.
Oof.
And to turn it in to the state of Tennessee within 5 days.
Wow.
And so my driver's license was no good. So, and to get it back, I had to pay the fine and the fee.
Wow.
So to get somebody on the phone in New York City to look up your ticket
number. How hard is that?
And all that before it was really, it wasn't computerized. Mm-hmm. I did get somebody on there. That's amazing. I was able to do it. But then they had to send me the permission for them to reissue my license. And I got a cop to help me. We went, it just was a major. So don't ever ignore those, that toll thing. So you don't, if you ignore it, you will lose your driver's license.
I just say this, just stay off the East Coast. I mean, that's, I mean, you could fly in and take an Uber.
I think it happens in Texas too. They've kind of gotten crazy around there.
We got, my wife and I did a trip there and we got a bill for a toll road in Texas.
I don't remember it being, I've gotten bills too, and I don't.
I thought it was $5.
Administration fee.
No, I thought it was $5. You better make sure that's legit.
Yeah, it could be a $5 toll and a $5 fee. That's all right.
Yeah.
Or whatever, maybe even 15 or something.
Are you sure that 50, are you sure that's legit, Jimmy, or is this a scam?
It's real.
Okay,
New Jersey Easy Pass, and it's a company that it does all the states. They're all, it's the same company.
I wonder how much money they make. I mean,
a lot.
I bet
that's why
do.
They had to get rid of people. Did sue and got them on the red light cameras.
Yeah, that's right.
And speed cameras. They sued in some places. They had to get it taken. Had to remove the camera.
It's time to sue for the toll road. Maybe.
I think it should be too, but you know, I'm busy talking to you. I don't get time. I'm worried about
stuff.
The global warming. I'm worried about
the polar ice caps are melting, Jimmy. For Pete's sake, get your raft ready.
Bring back the dinosaurs.
All right, till next week when we do it all again. I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.